So we'll do a loving kindness practice. I'll guide us through it. And because it's loving kindness, I really encourage you to take a posture that is an expression of the loving kindness you have or wish to have. And so I'll give you a few moments. And that might mean grabbing a chair or, I don't know, putting that blanket or cushion beneath your knee. Giving yourself a little stretch or really settle in. Eyes can be closed or turned downward, or a combination. You might start with them closed and then open, or vice versa. Invite your body to relax and be at rest. You can do this by taking a few full breaths, letting out big exhales, maybe orienting that we did on one of the mornings, looking around the room. Or maybe using words, like, may I relax? May this body relax? Give yourself a few moments to gather the heart and mind by focusing on perhaps a few breaths, just naturally moving in and out of the body, or on the sounds that are going on around you. Bring to mind a time when you felt a moment of connection, warmth, expansion, and settling. No matter how brief that moment was, you may have felt this when you arrived at a particular place in nature, or intently watched a sunrise or a sunset. Perhaps you have a favorite tree that sparks these feelings, or it arises when you're in the presence of a special animal being or a child in your life. You may have also spontaneously felt loving kindness with someone who beamed it, even if you don't know them, like a cashier or a delivery person. As you bring to mind that image or memory that sparks the feelings of loving kindness, notice what feelings or sensations in your body arise as a result. The experience of loving kindness doesn't need to be grandiose. The way it arises is often simple yet profound. Subtle feelings like relaxation in the shoulders or jaw, expansion and warmth in the chest or belly, or groundedness in the legs or feet are some ways that it can arise. What are the ways that you experience metta, or friendliness, or benevolence in your body? Whether the sensations are obvious or barely there, there's no right or wrong way to experience it. Simply discover what it's like for you right now. Let yourself feel these sensations completely, like you're taking in rays of sun at a window. But if tuning into the experience of metta for yourself feels intense or overwhelming in any way, adjust how much sun you take in by adding some cloud cover or stepping away from the window if you're using that image. Of course, explore this in your own language, whatever works for you. And just as the mind wanders in any practice, it's normal for this feeling of metta to wane. And when that happens, just simply bring up the image you use to inspire the feelings of metta as a way to reignite your experience. If it hasn't already happened, allow other people or beings to pass through your mind. They don't need to have a specific role in your life, just whoever arises at random. Perhaps it's someone you see regularly, the last person you interacted with, or even someone you haven't thought about in decades. Whoever shows up is welcome. And when they do show up, imagine sharing these sensations or these feelings of metta with them. Or you could imagine radiating it in their direction, kind of like you're a metta care bearer. And if you're using the image of sitting by a window, you can imagine this person or these people sitting with you at the window, taking in the rays of sun, the metta. Allow a few more people to show up, and it might start resembling a friendly or cordial gathering. And in the same way, share with them these sensations of metta. You can even imagine them receiving it and sending some back to you. And if so, receive it fully as best you can. feel free to let more people join. Maybe having this cordial or friendly gathering resembling a bigger gathering, a celebration of sorts. As best you can, being really open, noticing when the mind might want to complicate things by adding storylines or justifying why a certain person or group of people aren't welcome. Recognize this simply as a thought and continue sharing or radiating metta to them, even if it's perhaps at a distance. Practicing in this way to whoever shows up doesn't mean we like everyone or need to let them all into our life. It just simply means they're not left out. Reigniting the felt sense of metta whenever you need by recalling the memory or image that helped inspire the feelings to begin with. once again reigniting the felt sense. And it doesn't need to be grandiose. When it is, it's actually harder to maintain. It could be quite fatiguing, tiring, maybe even burn yourself out. So a simple knowing, a light touch, feeling of expansion, warmth, or settledness. Or another way, perhaps. Going beyond perhaps those that you know, and slowly starting to expand this to include all beings, but slowly, slowly. You might bring to mind those who aren't in the room, those who aren't reflected in the teacher body or in the yogi list. Can you share your felt sense of metta? To all genders, to all of our trans and queer gendered relatives, all females and males. The most vulnerable and marginalized. Those of varying socioeconomic citizenship status. Those of different beliefs or religions, they're welcome here. Political affiliation, age, size, shape. Share your metta with them. Regardless of skin tone or sexual identity or sexual orientation, we are all part of the sacred web of life. And allowing our metta to be non-discriminatory, unconditional. From the Karaniya Metta Sutta, whatever living beings there may be, whether they are weak or strong, omitting none, the great or the mighty, medium, short or small, the seen and the unseen, those living near and far away, those born and to be born. Bring to mind our animal relatives, from the no-legged to the milla-legged. Those from the depths of the ocean, those endangered. Those with whom we share the land and those who fly in the sky. Sharing your felt sense, perhaps explicitly wishes of safety with them. And then our plant relatives, trees and shrubs and grasses, seeds, flowers, vegetables, fruit. You are sacred too. sharing metta with them. As well as the air and water, rocks and earth. You are living beings too. Sharing metta with them. Again, from the Karaniya Metta Sutta, radiating kindness over the entire world, spreading upwards to the skies and downwards to the depths, outwards and unbounded, freed from hatred and ill will. May all beings everywhere be free, safe, and at ease.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.